The title of the, today's message is Drawing Near to God in Times of Trouble. Today's Ralph will give us the message sermon.
Our text for this morning is the second half of Psalm 63.
今天讲到的经节是诗篇六十三章的第二部分。
Pastor was kind enough to read the first half earlier.
今天早上牧师读了这篇诗篇的前一部分。
Let's read the whole psalm through in both languages.
让我们把圣经翻到诗篇六十三章来读这一个章节。
I urge you to open your Bible to Psalm 63 and follow through with your eyes as we read.
大家来一起来读这个诗篇六十三章。
Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you.My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name.My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you.Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory.But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped.
诗篇六十三章，大卫的诗是他在犹大旷野时作的。神啊，你是我的神，我要切切寻求你。在干旱疲乏无水之地，我的心、我的身都渴想你，切慕你。因此我在圣所中瞻仰你，要见你的能力和荣耀，因你的慈爱比生命更好。我的嘴唇要颂赞你，我要一生称颂你，我要奉你的名举手祷告。我的心满足，就像饱享了骨髓肥油。我要用欢乐的嘴唇赞美你，我在床上纪念你，我整夜默想你，因为你帮助了我。我要在你翅膀的荫下欢呼，我的心紧紧追随你，你的右手扶持我。但那些寻索我要杀我的人必下到地的深处，他们必交在刀剑之下，成野狗的食物。但王必因神欢喜，所有指着神起誓的都必可以夸耀，说谎的人的口却必被塞住。
Pardon me if my voice falters, it's allergy time. Raise your hands if allergies bother you.
举手如果大家有过敏的话，最近。
You know what I'm talking about. A few weeks ago, we studied the beginning of Psalm 63.
几个星期前我们学习了诗篇第六十三章。
The attachment to the psalm tells us that David wrote it while he was hiding in the wilderness.
这张诗篇的备注告诉我们，大卫写这首诗歌的时候，他正在荒野中逃亡。
Likely, this was when he was running from his own son, Absalom, who was trying to kill his father and become king of Israel.
很可能这是他在逃离他儿子亚沙龙的追杀时，当时亚沙龙想要杀掉自己的父亲并成为以色列的王。
This must have been a very tragic time for David.
对大卫来说，这一定是一个非常悲痛的时刻。
Not only was he running for his life, it was at the hand of his own son.
不仅仅是因为他在逃亡，更因为他是他自己的儿子要杀他。
How could he cope with such stress?
他是如何处理这样的压力的呢？
By worshiping the Lord Jehovah.
是通过敬拜耶和华神。
We found that David had great intensity in his worship.
我们可以感受到大卫当时敬拜之心的强烈。
We saw that the intensity of his worship led to an intensity in the actions of his worship.
我们看到他迫切的敬拜的心带来了非常迫切的实际的行动。
Now we talked about then his loving kindness. Remember last time we sang that together.
我们这边只讲到过他的这一讲到的慈爱，上次也唱了这首诗歌。
Let's do it again. It's a cappella this time, but we can do this.
我们可以让我们大家一起来唱这首诗，没有伴奏。
Thy loving kindness is better than life.Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto the name. One more time. Thy loving kindness is better than life.Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto his name. Thank you. Okay. We found that his, in spite of the seriousness of his situation, he couldput his trust in God and be satisfied with what the Lord was doing with him.
尽管面对这样艰难的处境，大卫他对神的信心却给他带来了非常大的满足。
In the remaining verses of Psalm 63, David gives us a deeper view of the close bond he has with the Lord.
在这诗篇这六十三章剩下的经节，大卫他更加深入的给我们展现了他和神之间的亲密的关系。
Okay, looks like you have filled that out. Aha, okay, he saved me. Okay, I will explain that little statement a little bit. When I put this together, I looked up the corresponding psalm on Bible Gateway.And it didn't look long enough. Okay. Didn't look long enough.
当时我在找这个经节的中文翻译的时候，它这并不是不相对应的那个经节。
So I looked it up again and loaded it again and looked it up again and loaded it up again and decided since I don't read Chinese, I'll just do that.
然后我就在我因为他写的那个句子太短了，我不相信是这句经节，所以我又重新又找了其他的版本，但是都好像那个句子都好像对不上。
But it's been wisely corrected by my proofreaders.
但是还是在。今天讲题之前有人帮我把这个修改了成了对的经节。
David writes, When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches.
大卫说我在床上纪念你在夜更的时候思想你。
In the quiet time before sleep, David remembered the Lord.
在睡觉前安静的时光大卫纪念主。
There were probably very few quiet times during the day of a king fleeing from an adversary in the wilderness.
也许在他逃荒在荒野中逃难的时候，这样安静的时光是非常少的。
When that quiet time came, David's mind was focused on God.
但当有这样安静的时间，大卫的心都关注在神的身上。
His thoughts were deep enough to be called meditation.
他所想的非常的深沉所以被称为说是在思想。
The word meditation suggests deep thought, seeking a deeper understanding of God.
这里用到的词思想，指的是沉思，更加深入的去了解神。
This idea is supported by Psalm 49.
这里诗篇四十九章三节的话可以来佐证。
God says, my mouth shall speak wisdom, but the meditation of my heart. Meditation is related to the heart.
这里说我的口要说智慧的言语，我的心要想通达的道理。
It's meditation is related to the heart, the real me, undistorted by externals.
这里说到的这里的心，这里的思想是和心相通的，这里思想是包括了我的心，是不被外界扭曲的一个真实的自我。
Meditation involves shedding external influences and distractions.So that I can think deeply about who I am and who God is and what is the relationship between us.
思想包括屏蔽掉外界的影响和分心的事物，这样我才能够深入的思考我是谁，神是谁，和我和神之间的关系。
David says that his bedtime meditation stretches into the night watches.
大卫说他睡前的冥想一直到夜更。
There were four night watches, each 3 hours long.
一共有四个夜更，每一个夜更是有三小时之长。
And this implies that David's meditation, his deep and serious thoughts about God, stretched across at least two night watches.
这就意味着大卫的他的冥想最少要有两个夜更，这样子每个晚上。
Conclusion.
最终的结论我们可以得出。
David spent a lot of time in meditation.
说明大卫花了很多时间来冥想。
Many of us are like David in not having a lot of quiet time in our days.
我们中间很多人没有那么多的时间能够安静下来。
We live busy lives in a busy world.
我们在这个忙碌的世界过着非常忙碌的生活。
We have too many things to do.
我们有太多的事情要去做。
Too many phone calls to make.
太多的电话要打。
Too many emails to read.
太多的邮件要写。
Perhaps too many Bible classes to teach.
也许像我这样还有太多的圣经的课要去教。
Perhaps too many TV programs to watch.
也许有太多的电视节目要看。
Most of us are not very good at setting aside quiet time to spend with God.
我们中大多数的人都不擅长分别出安静的时间和神相处。
But it's important to do that.
但这却是非常重要的。
I'm trying to do that in my own life, but I have a long way to go.
我尝试这么做，但是我还需要努力。
David seemed to do it at bedtime.
大卫是在睡觉的时候来冥想的。
When will you and I do it?
那你和我呢？
David used his quiet time to draw near to God.
大卫用他安静的时间来和神亲近。
He says, "Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me."
大卫说，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
This verse seems to imply that God has wings.
这个经节好像是说神有翅膀。
Is God a chicken?
神是一只鸡吗？
Of course not.
显然不是。
In the Bible, God often uses physical characteristics that are familiar to us to enable us to understand who He is and what He does.
圣经里神常常用我们非常熟悉的实际的形象来让我们理解他是谁，他能做什么。
Psalm 83 talks about God having fingers to do His creative work.
诗篇八章三节讲到了神，他用到一个指头。
It implies in the book of Numbers and talking to Moses, is the Lord not able to do it? Is His arm too short?
在民数记十一章二十三节这里讲到了耶和华的臂膀，是耶和华的臂膀岂是缩短了吗？
It says, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, implying God has eyes like we do.
在创世纪六章八节讲到，好像耶和华的眼睛，好像耶和华有眼睛，跟我们一样。
God does not have a body as we know it.
神是没有一个实际的躯体的。
God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
这里讲到神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is a spirit.
神是一个灵。
But we, as humans, need to understand that He is all powerful and all knowing and all caring.
但是我们作为人要理解他是全能、全知、全关怀的。
He uses the image of human characteristics to help us understand who He is.
他通过人的形象来帮助我们理解他是谁。
The words that God uses are part of human language.
神他会用人类的语言。
Those individual words and combinations of words are used to communicate concepts, ideas, feelings, emotions.
这些单个的词和组合都是用来描述一个概念、想法、感受或者是情绪。
Bible translators have the work of taking the words of the original language and expressing God's intended meaning in other languages such as English and Mandarin.
圣经翻译翻译圣经的人需要将圣经使用的最初的语言然后将它将神要所要表达的一个意思翻译成另外一种语言像是翻成中文或者是英文。
In my view, the actual words are only important in that they convey a concept.
我觉得一个词只有在要表达一个意思的时候才是重要的。
As we read a passage of the Bible, we must always ask, what does God mean?
我们在读圣经的时候一定要问自己，神的意思是什么？
What is He trying to tell me?
他想要告诉我们什么？
Well, you might ask, to really understand, do you and I have to be an expert in Hebrew and Greek, the original languages?
我想我们都不是精通这个希伯来文或者希腊文的人，因为他们这两个语言都是圣经最初所使用的语言。
I once thought, in my foolishness, that I would like to learn Greek well enough to be my own translator.
我曾经有一度想要去学习希腊文，这样子能够精通，并且能够读圣经，读希腊文的圣经。
That is a career.
这是一个非常任重道远的一个事业，不是。
No, we don't have to be experts. We can trust some of the translations into our own languages.
我们不需要变成精通这些语言的人，我们只可以去相信这些圣经被翻译过来的版本。
But we must be careful to use translations that remain faithful to the original languages.
但是我们也一定要非常小心的使用这些翻译过来的版本。
I must say, in my view, some translations do not do that.
在我看来，有一些版本并没有非常准确的表达神要表达的意思。
But there are also many aids that can help us to understand the meanings of individual words and language structure.
但是有很多其他的方法来帮助我们理解某个单词或者是这个语言结构。
Keep in mind that each language has a different structure.
要知道每一个语言都有不同的结构。
I'm okay with the structure of Latin.
我对拉丁语系还是比较熟悉的。
I'm not okay with the structure of German.
但是像德语这样子我就不是非常的了解。
Germans take the verb, the active, you know, the action word and put it at the end of the sentence.
你知道在德语当中他们会把动词放在一个句子的最后。
So if I want to say I love you in German, I really say I you love.
所以说在如果要表达我爱你的话，在德语是说我你爱。
You see, I have to say the whole sentence until I to get to the end, whether I find out whether I love you or I hate you.
所以就是在用德语的时候，你要一直要等到这句子的最末才能真正的了解它的意思是我爱你还是我不爱你。
I just can't follow spoken German.
只是在这德语的口语我很难去就是听得非常的明白。
In reading German, I just cheat. I go to the end of the sentence first and find the verb.
但是在读这个德语的文字的时候，我就可以直接到句子的末尾，然后了解这个要表达的意思。
That's simply a difference in language structure.
所以这就是每个语言它不同的这样的一个结构。
The use of words to get across a concept, an idea.
我们用这个语言来了解这个要表达的一个意思概念。
By speaking of his wings, David said he could be protected by God as if he were hiding beneath the wings of a mother bird.
这里说到了翅膀，大卫要表达的就是他被神所保护，就像他在一个雌性的大鸟的翅膀下躲避一样。
By speaking of hands,When he was weak and about to fall, God could reach out and hold him up as if he had a hand on him.
这里说到了手，大卫表达的是，当他软弱要跌倒的时候，神会扶持他，就像神的手扶了他一把。
David also says he clings to God.
大卫也说到他要紧紧地跟随神。
It's as if he were bowing down before God and putting his arms around him.
就像他在神的面前欠身，双手环绕着神。
That is how dependent David is on the Lord.
他就是这么的依靠神。
That is how near David is to God.
这也是大卫也是这样如此的和神亲近。
I think all of us would like to feel that kind of nearness to God.
我相信我们都想和神如此的亲近。
How does that happen?
我们该如何做呢？
Let me say to everyone here that nearness to God begins with a relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我让我告诉你们，和神亲近是从建立和主耶稣基督的关系开始的。
Those who are once far off, which is all of us, can be brought near.By the sacrifice, the blood of Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。
David did not know directly about Jesus.
大卫并不直接认识耶稣。
But he was looking forward to the coming Messiah.
但是他盼望着弥赛亚的降临。
And we know that Jesus is the one David was looking forward to.
而且我们知道耶稣就是那位就是那位大卫所盼望的弥赛亚。
Without Jesus, we are distant from God.
如果没有耶稣的话，我们离神很远。
The sacrifice of Jesus to take the penalty for our sins is the bridge that leads us to God.
耶稣的牺牲为我们的罪接受了处罚，也因此我们和神也成为了我们和神之间的桥梁，带领我们靠近神。
If you are here today and you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I urge you to do that.
如果你还没有接受耶稣成为你的救主的话，我鼓励你这么做。
You cannot have lasting peace in your life without Him.
没有他的话，你的人生就不会有永久的平安。
I want you to know that God is preparing you for eternity with Him in heaven.
我想让你知道，神为你在天堂里预备了永生。
I want you to know that you can feel the nearness that David felt.
你也可以同时大卫一样和神如此一般的亲近。
How can each of us achieve?The closeness that David felt.
我们如何才能和大卫一样感受到和神的亲近呢？
I dare to ask, are there times, perhaps most of the time, that we do not feel close to God?
是不是很多的时候我们觉得我们和神没有那么亲近？
What did David do?
大卫是怎么做的？
Most importantly, David spent time with God.
最重要的是大卫花时间和神在一起。
In spite of the fact that he was running from potential killers, David found time to meditate on God.
尽管当时他正在逃离追杀，但大卫仍然在找时间思想神。
As he remembered the protection that God gave him, he wanted to cling to God, to hold on to the source of his peace.
当他纪念神给过他的保护的时候，他想要紧紧地跟随神，紧紧地抓住他平安的源泉。
Brothers and sisters, after accepting Jesus as Lord, nearness to God begins with us.
弟兄姐妹们，要 接受了耶稣成为我们的主之后，和神的亲近就要看我们自己了。
James puts it this way.
雅各书这里讲到
，Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
God is always there, ready to receive us.
神一直在那里，准备好接受我们。
But we need to reach out to Him.
但是我们要去靠近他。
When we don't feel so close to God, He's there, but we're not opening our hearts to Him.
当我们感到和神疏离的时候，他在那里，只是我们没有打开我们的心去接受他。
Jesus said, "Those who seek, find."
耶稣说，只要寻找的就寻见。
Seeking is not casual looking.
这里说的寻求不是随便看看。
Seeking is intense.
寻求是很迫切的。
And when we do seriously seek, God promises that we will find.
当我们迫切的寻求，神应许我们一定会寻见。
Jeremiah says, God says through Jeremiah, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
耶利米书这里神说到，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Two sermons back for me, I talked about this verse in the context of the fact that it's given to people who are going to spend 70 years in captivity learning how to search with all their heart.
这里几周之前我也讲到过这个经节，这个上下文就讲到他们有人通过70年的时间在这个牢狱当在被求的时候去寻求神。
Ask yourself, is your heart in it?
问问你们自己，你的心是在寻求他吗？
Is your separation from God because He is not there?
你和神的分离是因为他不在那里吗？
When I feel distant from Him, it is because of me, not Him.
当我感到和神疏离的时候，都是因为我，而不是他的缘故。
Of course, there is something that can come between us and God.
当然，总会有一些东西会阻挡在我们和神之间。
Look at the rest of this verse in James chapter 4.
我们来看雅各书第四章八节。
Okay, He will draw near to you, and then it says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded."
所以说，有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
James has a way of going for the juggler.
雅各他是有很多的纠结。
Yeah. This vein. That's right. The juggler. James is blunt.
雅各他是
James is blunt. He's
非常直接，他雅各是非常直接的人。
Sentence structure. Sin keeps us distant from God.
罪是使我们和神分离。
It is very difficult to meditate on God while we're in the midst of sin.
在罪中是很难去思想神的。
We need to deal with our sin.
我们首先要，我们需要先去处理我们的罪。
We may think, in our own difficulties that some temptation is so strong that we can't resist it.
也许我们会认为有一些试探太过的强烈了，我们是无法抵挡的。
But God says otherwise.
但神不是这么说的。
He says, no matter what you think about it, your temptation has happened before to somebody else.
无论多么严重的试探，这些都发生在其他人身上都发生过。
But he won't allow that temptation to be what beyond what you're able to resist.
但是神给的试探都是我们有能力去拒绝的。
No matter how serious, it's happened before, and it's not too much.
无论是多么严重的试探，都曾经发生过，也是你可以承受的。
But when we do sin, we need to take care of it.
但是当我们犯罪的时候，我们必须要去做些什么？
We need to confess it so it will be cleansed.
我们要向神忏悔，这样罪才能被清洁，被原谅。
Forgiven is such a wonderful word.
这里说的赦免是赦免这个词非常的美好。
With sins forgiven, there is no impediment to our relationship with God.
当罪被赦免的时候，我们和神之间的障碍就没有了障碍。
We are able to draw near to Him.
我们就能够去与他亲近。
With this nearness to God, David knew something about the future.
当大卫和神亲近的时候，他知道将来会发生什么。
He was confident that his enemies would be judged.
他有信心他的敌人会被审判。
Says those who seek my life are going to be in trouble.
这里说到那些寻索要灭我命的人必往地底下去。
Even though he was being chased through the desert, David knew that God would protect him and punish his enemies.
尽管他被追杀到了荒漠，但是大卫知道神会保护他，并且会惩罚他的敌人。
He had complete confidence that it was his enemies who would fall by the sword.
他有完全的信心，他的敌人会被刀剑所杀。
As Christians, we have many enemies in the society in which we live and in the world around us.
作为基督徒，我们所生活的社会，我们有很多的敌人。
Daily, we read about the imposition of laws in our country that clearly oppose the commands of God.
每天我们都可以读到一些法律的实施是和神的旨意相违背的。
We are constantly aware of the atrocities against unborn children.
我们也经常可以看到对尚未出生的婴孩的暴行。
We are aware of the demand that we embrace alternative lifestyles that God abhors.
还有那些和神所痛恨的，但是我们却在拥护的一些生活方式。
It seems there is no end to the ungodly behavior of those around us.
看起来好像这些不为神所悦纳的行为好像不会终止。
But there will be.
但是最终他们都会结束。
The sin of this world will not go unjudged.
这个世界的罪最终是要接受审判的。
In speaking of the end times, Jesus told his disciples that due to lawlessness, many will turn away.
讲到世界末日的时候，耶稣告诉他的门徒，因着无法无天，很多人都会远离神。
But we must endure to the end to be saved.
但是我们必须忍耐，直到被救赎。
That word endure suggests that we keep on doing what God wants, even though we're in circumstances we can't really stand.
这里说到了忍耐，就是我们要一直持续的做神所要我们做的，虽然说这个环境并不是对我们来说是并不是非常好的。
Could it be that the increase in the depravity of this world would be an indication of the approach of Christ's return?
是否这个世界正在不断的堕落，也意味着基督的回来也近了？
Perhaps it is so.
那也许是这样。
David had that same confidence that he would continue to be king and rejoice in the days to come.
大卫也有同样的信心，他会继续做他的王，并且在到来的那一日欢呼。
David knew the Lord would restore him to the position for which the Lord had chosen him.
大卫知道神会让他恢复他的王位，因为神已经拣选了他。
He knew the lies and treachery of his enemies would be silenced.
他知道他敌人的谎言和背弃最终都会沉默。
We live in a world of those who speak lies and do evil things.
我们生活的这个世界充斥的一些充斥的谎言和邪恶的人。
A world widely separated from God.
这个世界离神真的非常的远。
Jesus said that we must endure to the end to be saved.
耶稣说我们必须忍耐直到最后被救赎。
How can we endure such a time of trouble?
我们如何才能在这个充满挑战的时代忍耐呢？
We must turn our thoughts, our words, our actions, our dedication toward Him.
我们必须将我们的心思、言语、行动和努力都转向神。
Earlier, the choir sang the solution to our dilemma.
今天诗班唱到的那首诗歌给了我们一个解答。
We must remain near to the heart of God.
我们必须和神的心意相近。
As we sing those same words, I ask you to dwell on.In the first verse, the quiet rest that comes.
当我们让我们一起来唱这首诗歌，唱这首诗歌的时候，让我们来思想从神亲近神而带来的安息。这里第一节我想讲。
That comes when we are near to the heart of God.
这个安息是是从靠近神的心意而来。
Think as you sing that this is a place where sin can't get in your way.
唱这首诗要知道这个罪是会阻挡在你和神之间的。
In the second verse, think of a place that is a place of comfort.
这里说到要有让我们想有一个安慰温暖的地方。
A place where we meet our Savior.
那个地方我们需要我们的救主。
In the third verse, think of a place where we're completely released so that we can have joy and peace.
那个地方也想思想那个地方，能够让我们完全的释放，然后也有平安喜乐。
Each time the refrain comes and asks, "Hold us near to the heart of God."
在副歌都这里讲到要让靠近神，靠近神的怀中。
As we sing this, sing it as a prayer.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，就像是我们在祷告一样。
Sing it as a prayer that asks and pleads to God that He would bring us near Him.
让我们祷告，让神，让我们能够更加的亲近他。